Tell me when to go. 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 Dumb. Background noises. Back players. Z40. Ugh. Until the fucking world's over. Looking like my schedule can get jumped. You better step your half game up. S&P's where it's at. You know this man. You know that. You will never sound like this. Like this. S&P so futuristic. Tune in. The future is now. Yeah. Okay, players and playettes, welcome to the place to be. Background Noise episode 17 is up in this motherfucker.
It's true.
It is January 21st. Rest in peace to whoever died. We are just looking at lists of people, and there was nobody who really impressed us.
No.
So frankly, if you died recently, we don't really give
rest
a fuck.
Rest peacefully.
Shoot.
Yeah.
It's or that. Kind of a good week if no one you like dies.
Yep.
Eh, I guess. I guess you could look at it that way.
It kind of throws our show off, though. I'd really prefer someone I like died every week.
Well, maybe next week what we can do is start a rotation where we just take our own lives.
Okay.
And
just on off weeks.
The podcast will end very quickly.
I'm down with that.
Within about a month.
So what's new?
My window got busted to shit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think I told you guys about that briefly.
Yep.
Did I tell you, John?
I think I heard about it from someone else.
Yeah. Sunday night, I'm fast asleep. Around 4 o'clock in the morning, I hear a boom right at my window. So I wake up, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? 5 seconds later, I hear it sound like Stone Cold Steve Austin's entrance, just psh. It busted my apartment window into my living room.
Fucking assholes.
Bastards. Luckily, they didn't break my window, because they kicked it first. And that's the kick that woke me up.
Yeah.
And what then window did they break?
Like the big picture one right in the front. Jeez. It actually probably would have been better if they broke my window in the big picture. But
for the landlord, maybe, but for you, that would suck.
So that was just some drunken assholeism, man.
Yep.
Richard Wesker says, rest in peace, Luke's window. There we go.
Yeah,
that's our rest in peace.
Yeah.
But, it pissed me off. It just got me thinking about vandalism and different things I've done in my day because it's awkward to be on the other side of the window, so to speak, because I can remember being young and drunk and an idiot and that's what this was. This was just random shit.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought, do I have any enemies? Did I fuck somebody's bitch lately? Or did I, like, hurt someone's feelings lately?
And which probably.
Probably.
You probably have quite
God
a bit.
Damn. Maybe I should have just stopped. But no, it was definitely some random just drunken shit. And it just kind of made me think about all the dumb stuff I did back in the day that pissed people off.
Yep. There was an awful lot, wasn't there?
There was.
Me and Luke are both from the same general area, and it wasn't exactly... Well, it's not that it was a bad area. It's just that we were bad in that area.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of a just rural area.
Yeah.
Not much to do except get drunk and high and
break
some
smash.
Shit.
Yeah.
Carve things into people's vehicles.
Wow.
But no, it's definitely a shame. Fie on you, whoever broke my window. Fie on you.
What did you...
What?
Like, did you just tape garbage bags together?
That's what we did, at first, and then my landlord came over and he was all pissed off and he's fixing it. And I just said, man, it's not my fault. It's just some drunken shit. Like, I can't be responsible for what these motherfuckers do. Like,
yeah.
And they were like laughing maniacally as they ran down the street. Cause I ran out and was looking out the door groggily, like, who was that?
Yeah.
And they were long gone. The funny thing about it is one of my roommate and I's friends was sleeping on the couch and he didn't even fucking wake up.
He was
sleeping in the room where the fucking window was broken.
It was a drug like induced coma.
Cold? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Not some pills or something.
Yeah.
But I came out. I'm like, man, wake up. He's like, what's going on? Like, do you not notice the fucking hole in the middle of the window and the cold front that is blowing in?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you broke my window.
Yeah.
Give me $500.
You were sleepwalking, you fucking jerk.
That sucks. Are you supposed to call the police in that kind of situation?
I think so, but I was just... They were long gone. Like, I went and looked out, and I'm pretty sure... Well, I know I didn't see anything.
Yeah. And it's not like the police can do anything from that point.
Well, I think for, like, insurance...
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, like, after his dude came by and fixed the window, like, you know, these kids are gone. They probably, hopefully, won't do it too often. Hopefully.
That's what I was thinking. The next night, I was just thinking, man, fuck.
If
it breaks again, I almost wouldn't have been surprised. Mm-hmm. I'd just be like, these people are just being dickheads.
Yeah.
But it was
I
just
can't
weird.
See it happening. It's more of a random thing. Like,
well, your window is pretty close.
It's the perfect window to smash. I walk by my window sometimes. I'm like, ugh.
Motherfucker.
I have to restrain myself because it's right by the sidewalk. You can be walking by and just reach over and punch, yeah. But which is, they either kicked it. They must have kicked it because there's no blood on the glass anywhere.
And nothing came through the window.
Nothing came through the window. No brick with a message like, die nigger. Or thankfully, that would have really made
Chris
my night
picks
worse.
It up and he's like, oh no. Oh wait.
That's my roommate.
Yeah.
Christopher. He's not of the black persuasion like myself. Nope. Although sometimes he's persuaded by me.
Yep.
I guess.
You're the master of persuasion.
So you guys ever do some really stupid shit?
I have done some stupid shit. And I've actually, one in particular I remember that I relate to this one because it was a front window that was almost smashed. Me and Brett were on your road and we were drunk and maybe a little high and I don't know. It was a long time ago.
On some shit.
And we grabbed a guy's compost bin. We each grabbed a side of it, like one of those big compost bins. Mm-hmm. And we rocked it and we counted to three and we fired it at his front window.
Jesus.
And it bounced off.
Thank God.
And as soon as it bounced off and hit the ground, we just kind of looked at each other and we were like, I'm kind of glad that didn't break the front window. And then we set it back up and the police came and then we ran.
The police came and they had a spotlight out. I was at my house just down the street.
Yep.
Because I said, I'm not getting involved
in this
shit. We
were actually drinking at your house originally.
Yeah. Because I remember the next morning, like five mailboxes on my street were fucked up and a buddy called me.
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah.
Buddy called me. He's like, I know you had a party last night. I'm like, man, shoot. I didn't have a party. I had like three or four people over getting kind of drunk.
Brett is a party.
And, yeah, he is. But he was just complaining, like talking and talking in my ear. And I just go, look, if you want, I'll fucking come and put your mailbox back up. But I don't want to like just listen here and argue with you about whether I had a party or not and blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, no, never mind. I'll do it myself. Then why the fuck did you call me for?
Yeah, that was Brett. He was going down the street, grabbing every mailbox he could like it was somebody's neck, and and then he'd scream, Batista! And then rip it out of the ground. Batista's a fucking big wrestler. And he'd rip it out of the ground, and he'd just throw it on their lawn. And then he'd go over to the next one, and he wouldn't be able to get that one out. And then he'd go over to the next one, and he'd be able to get that one out. So like pretty much like probably 7 of 10 mailboxes.
That's not a bad percentage.
No,
it's
not.
Up a neighborhood.
Yeah, he was in Hulk mode. He was like ready to rip.
There's just something about getting ragingly drunk that inspires drunken rage sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I got that out of my system by now, obviously, because I'm older and I'm not trying to get into some shit like that. But when I was younger, sometimes it's just you get drunk, you're like, fuck, I just want to smash something, and it's so fun.
It's because like even when you're not drunk, you want to smash things.
Really?
Oh, come on. If you had
look at Derek's face. Don't you just want to fucking cave it in?
If you had something big in glass, or if you had a bat and you could walk into one of those like jewelry stores, wouldn't you love to just smash everything? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
It might be. I'll give you
like,
that.
I'm not saying like anyone should do it. I'm just saying like it would be fun.
But it wouldn't be like smashing. A rage thing.
No, it would be smashing things is fun. But drunkenness kind of just takes away some of your common sense. So like... You know, you're
fine
just
when I'm
like
drunk,
smash
I'm just
things.
Incapable of getting angry.
You're really? Incapable of getting angry?
Like when I'm drunk.
Oh, not me.
Not when I'm sober.
Once really? I hit the right trigger hits me, I turn, well, we all know Negasaurus Rex comes out. Yeah. Like, it just takes that one thing, and all of a sudden I just go from nice to just, what?
Yeah, to Negasaurus Rex.
Motherfucker, what?
See, I agree the demolition's fun. Like, tearing shit down is fun. But for me, just smashing shit for no reason, that's... Like, the part of my brain that says you shouldn't do this is just stronger than the part that's like, this is wicked.
Everyone has that to a point. Like, I mean, I have that, but, you know, sometimes.
Sometimes when a city's going to demolish a building, they'll hold, like, a charity auction for, like, who gets to press the button.
Yeah, they did that for the football, I think it was the Cowboys' old football stadium.
Oh, yeah.
There was Kraft ran a contest, and the winner got to blow up the stadium, which is pretty cool. Yeah. I would feel like a fucking man. For like 30 seconds while I got to push that button. Yeah, then it'd be back to being a little bitch.
It's probably just a button, but at the same time, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm making love to a girl for that 30 seconds.
You feel like a man.
I'm, can you make me an omelet?
Up to a single instance.
Yeah.
An explosion.
Then you just say, round two is coming. And then it does come.
And then you just try not to fall asleep.
Knock that pussy out like George Foreman. Not actually. I'd fucking just clobber a bitch in the side of the head. Go to sleep. That'd just be mean.
Sleep is kind of nice.
It is.
So, Dev and John, you probably didn't break anything. I think me and Luke are probably alone on the fucking dummy boat.
Yeah,
I could talk about this for hours, but I'm going to spare those details because, you know, whatever. I'm not going to put my criminal record out there.
Yeah, as you've noticed, John and I were pretty quiet while you guys were talking about your escapades.
I don't know. Whenever that kind of stuff came up when I was a kid, I was always like, I don't know. Whoever owns this is probably pretty nice.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck
up their ship
for no reason.
There's only one thing John breaks, and that's hearts.
That's true.
All right?
I thought you were going to say, like, hymens or
something. That's where I thought he was going.
Hymens and hearts.
Well, he breaks hymens and then their hearts.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
In one foul swoop.
That's the order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fair.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. And actually, that same night, I remember... Oh, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to.
Oh, shit.
Brett keyed Y2J into a brand new pickup truck. Brand new pickup truck. And he got a key, and he just fucking scraped Y2J into it. I was just like, oh, man, that's painful.
Maybe the guy woke up the next day and was like, fucking right.
Jericho.
Y2 fucking J, bud. Jericho fucking A. Fucking countdown, buds.
Oh, man. I'd be so pissed if I was that guy. Like, so angry.
Yeah.
It could be worse. I'm just saying. I got nothing to follow that shit up.
I'm just
saying.
Be. He could be dead.
Could be worse.
He could get raped every now and again.
Could have firebombed his window.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can move on from vandalism, because, you know.
I'm afraid of you guys now.
If we did a daily show, I'd probably milk this for the next 3 hours, but since we don't, I guess we should give people a fill of something else.
Yeah. Let's fill them up. Okay. So we're going to talk about cats and dogs for a little while. Which just sounds gay, but it's not going to be as gay as it sounds, trust me. All right.
Well, first off, for those people who don't know, what is a cat or a dog?
A cat is a feline. It is known as that Felinus paus. It has a furry tail.
Felinus paws.
And it has very nice eyes that you could almost stare into forever and just get taken away because they're so warm.
What about a dog?
A dog is known as Caninus barcus.
Yeah.
And barcus. It also has a tail and eyes that you could look into and probably want to punch.
Okay.
Because dogs are basically just like gay slaves. they really are.
Dogs are pretty much gay slaves.
Dogs are gay slaves. You come in and they just poke their nose and your
lick,
dick over and over.
Lick your fuck, smell your crotch face. And lick your hands.
If you walked in your home and pulled your dick out, your dog would be like, oh, delicious treat. Oh.
And if you came, then you'd be gay, too.
Dogs are like the gimps of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the first story. That was a nice little addition.
Before we go on the first story, can I just say one thing?
Go on.
Have you ever heard the expression, fucking the dog?
Yeah.
For doing nothing?
Yep.
Someone said that to me today, and I hear it all the time, and I just thought, where did that come from? Because when I'm bored or doing nothing, I never think to myself, like, man, I gotta go fuck a Doberman Pinscher.
Yeah.
You know? So who started that? Was someone just bored someday, and they just looked over at their dog sitting on the couch and just looked at them and said, you
don't
get it.
I don't know the origin of fucking the dog.
Rova, you gonna get it today. And the dog was just like,
fucking around, fucking the dog.
I remember the first time I heard that. I was working part-time in a grocery store, and it was me and another dude stocking shelves. I was like, oh, where's, what's his name? He's supposed to be out here working. He's like, oh, he's out back fucking the dog. I was like, pardon?
There's a dog.
He's doing
here?
What?
You go out back and there's just a lineup of employees. They're all checking their watches and they're all just fucking this dog. The poor, it's a husky, so it has a curly tail and it's just up in the air. And
it's got a sad look on its face. Yep.
It's literally crying.
It just has its face in a bowl of dog food because it's so stupid. All it knows is its asshole has something going in and out of it. So it's just like, maybe I'm just shitting. I don't know. I'm a fucking animal. I'm an idiot.
The first time I heard fucking the dog, I was working the Tim Hortons warehouse and we actually abbreviated it to just dogging it. So if you were doing nothing, it was just dogging it. You were just dogging, which is kind of
gay. That makes kind of more sense, because dogs are lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy.
You know who else are lazy?
Go ahead.
Cats. That's it. Just cats. I'm just
careful
saying, cats
with
are lazy.
That shit, man.
Okay, first story. Do you rejoice at the sound of barking but cower at a meow? Or do you look at a cat and feel an instant sibling-style connection? With all the fucking videos of cats and dogs doing crazy shit on the internet, have you ever wondered what your preference for cats or dogs says about you?
Yes.
You have? Okay, good.
Nope.
No.
Next story.
Yeah. All right. About 4,500 participants answered questions that measured their personality inclinations in five areas: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. These five dimensions have been shown in previous research to encompass most personality traits. They also indicated whether they considered themselves cat people, dog people, both, or neither. What do you guys consider yourself?
Cat person.
Dog person.
Let's say neither.
Okay, see, that's funny, because cat person would be the quieter, more reserved type, which Luke is not. The dog person would not be Dev.
Yeah, you guys answered wrong.
Yeah. So I just have to switch.
I mean,
we have to switch.
Well, I am pretty reserved and introverted, though. I mean, yeah, if I'm true. When I'm doing music or a show or I'm hanging out with my friends and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But if I'm at home, like I said, I don't want a dog just fucking there.
Yeah.
I actually don't really like dogs anymore. I was thinking about that just the other day, if I like dogs or not, and I don't think I do.
Yeah.
Because they're just fucking annoying. They're just all up in your shit all the time. And they don't mind their business. And they fuck off.
Well,
and
you can
stink.
Train a dog to be good. And if you don't train your dog to be good, then you're a shitty master.
My cat's trying to wear your coat right now.
That's fine.
Dog people scored significantly higher on extroversion, agreeableness, and conscientiousness, and lower on neuroticism and openness than cat people. The effect persisted regardless of the gender of the respondent. So it seems like timid people just like... If you think about it, though, like, if there's a fucking... If someone has a pet lion, it's probably going to be like fucking Ahmed Johnson or like fucking Thor, yeah. You know? It's not going to be some timid little asshole walking around with it. You know, if someone has like a pet butterfly that they keep in like a doggy bed, then it's probably going to be some prissy asshole. Like
a little Ziploc bag, and they just open it every now and then and dances around them.
Yeah.
Sparkle dust falls on them, and they dance in a circle like, la la la.
Bedtime, back in, then it flies back
in. Like a long ribbon.
Yeah. That's the stupidest butterfly ever.
But someone that has a pet butterfly would probably be more timid. That's what I'm saying. And I don't know.
And if you have pet fish, you're probably retarded.
You know, that fish is... I actually didn't understand fish until I went into a fish store and the person started talking to me about the fish.
Yeah?
There are so many different types of fish. And
in the sea. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
So what I'm getting at is, Luke, open your heart. No, there's just really, like, there's amazing different types of fish, and it's actually pretty neat once you get into it. Which I totally, like, as of, like, 3 weeks ago, I would have disagreed with me, and I would have kicked myself in the cunt. But,
yeah, it's actually pretty I never impressive. Understood fish.
I like the idea of the atmosphere that it creates. Like, yeah. I gotta say, Big T, Tim, he used to have a big aquarium, and he had all kinds of exotic fish, yeah. And it just, the bubbling sound is kind of relaxing, yeah. And it's cool in that way. But I would never get having, like, a fucking goldfish on your dresser.
No.
One of my sisters had one, actually, and I killed it when I was younger. About 7, and I saw it, and I just remember... I remember it like yesterday. I was just like, this is stupid. This fish is a fucking idiot. So I went downstairs and got a fork, and I came back, and I started poking it. And it just, like, got right stressed, and its fins and fucking scales started all falling off. And it basically just floated upside down, and my sister was sad. Michaela, if you're listening, I killed your fish.
My wow. Brother actually had a goldfish one time that lived for like a month and a half after it turned belly up. Like it turned belly up and then it would still start like swimming around the tank.
Really?
It was weird.
It's just doing the breaststroke.
Yeah, zombie fish.
Is that the backwards one, the breaststroke? Probably not.
No.
I don't swim. I'm a black person. How do you think we all died on those slave ships? We weren't swimming ashore. It's like, oh, fuck. We're done.
Can you swim in water?
Do you guys ever have, like, a hamster or a gerbil?
No, I wouldn't want one of those because they just smell like piss constantly.
Yeah, they smell like piss and then they die.
It's you might as well just have a piss stain on your carpet instead of a gerbil.
That would be better.
Too.
Yeah. And another thing with fish before we switch up is cleaning the tank is quite a process. They fucking mess those things up quick, which is... And they can stink, too, once that water gets fucking disgusting.
Fish are just stupid. If I'm not eating them, they can fuck off, basically.
Yeah. Or stay in the ocean. I mean, we don't fuck with the ocean, so they can have it.
Same with birds. Like
wait, what? We don't fuck with the ocean? Really?
I don't fuck with no
like,
ocean, son.
We're land dwellers, so like they have plenty of ocean to swim in. That's...
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. That's all I got. But like you said, do you mention birds?
I was just about to. I think having like budgie birds.
I think that's
stupid.
My least favorite. Seeing a bird in a cage. It's like, hey, God blessed you with the ability to fly. You're going to be in a cage.
Yeah. Let's clip your wings and just keep you in a cage. Yeah. That'd be like if they cut off my monstrous dick. and just said, "You ain't fucking nothing, nigga."
Well, no, I think it's a good analogy of our domination over nature.
Yeah, we have to do that just so we feel good. Yeah.
Just for kicks, we keep birds.
Hey, bird,
in cages
you can't fly
for no reason.
Clip its wings, and then it's done.
Yeah, but usually they don't even clip their wings. They're like, "You still have the ability to fly, but I
if you can get
cage
out of this cage, that only I can open."
Don't when they clip them though. Don't can't they still kind of fly? But they can't. They can't like fly away, but they can sort of.
Yeah,
like,
they can chicken fly.
They can hit a bird walk.
We had a parrot for a number of years that didn't have its wings clipped, and it used to just fly around the house. It was
really
interesting.
Ugh. They don't really seem to learn about windows.
No.
Birds and fish are for eating. That's my theory.
You yeah, Tim, it did shit all over the house. It was kind of bad.
Yeah. A bird's been loose in our house before, too. It actually flew in through the the flue, out through the fireplace.
Yeah.
And then into the house. It's kind of a pain in the ass to get out, but we got it out.
Surprisingly terrifying.
Yeah.
If, like, a crow gets into your house.
Yeah, you're like, Jesus Christ, it's going to kill me. And then you're like, oh, it's not.
Because it's a wild animal. Even though it's just a crow, it's fucking wild. It's not trained at all. It might just peck your eyes out.
Yeah, and then you suddenly realize how big they actually are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of them are huge.
Mm.
And plus, I played Resident Evil 2.
Some ravens get really big. Shut up.
What?
Okay. What? I just thought someone might make a Raven Simone joke there.
I didn't at all. I said Resident Evil 2. They. Fucking...
I know, but I was just about to say that some ravens are big.
Yeah.
And I thought someone
some ravens
gonna...
are big.
It's all right. We're not going to start on that argument
agreed
again.
Agreed to disagree.
But I will fuck her and bring the ruckus to that birdsie.
The ruckus.
I want to quote one thing from that article. It said, "To love cats, you have to be able to love things for themselves. They have their own life, and they aren't necessarily dependent on you. But if you have a dog, your dog lives for you." Which is
they
why
say,
I don't like dogs.
That's selfish.
Well, dogs are a man's best friend, and cats, they aren't.
Mm.
My best friend is a person.
Your breast friend? Did anyone else notice that he said breast friend?
He's got titties on the mind.
Why is a dog a man's best friend, though?
Because they don't think anything. Because
you
of
clean
you
up its shit?
No,
and
because
it follows
every day,
you everywhere?
If you have a shitty day, when you come home, your dog is always happy to see you. It's the ultimate human.
See, I think I would kick a dog.
Yeah.
Because my cat is kind of the same way. Like, I come home and it's all, meow, meow, a fucking, like, figure eighting in and out of my legs, and I launch him sometimes.
But the way that cats do it is annoying. A dog just kind of follows you around and, like, looks at you. They don't really.
But their tail's wagging and their tongue is always hanging out. They look so stupid.
Awful.
It is awful.
No, it's not.
Like, dogs are so loyal that you can actually, like, vivisect them and they won't turn on you.
What's that?
Like, you could, like, literally chop them up and they won't, like, turn on you.
Like that's pretty crazy.
Like, people have done that.
Chopped their dog up?
Well, like, a scientist is like, I wonder how loyal this dog actually is.
And he'd, like, cut his paw off and then...
That's crazy.
Yeah, shit like that. It's not really cool.
No, it's not, but it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, and the dog's like, why'd you do that to me, man?
He's like, oh, shit.
The dog talked? He actually surgically put a fucking mouth and throat.
It's like, I want to hear this dog suffering. Yeah. So here's a little voice dog. Voice thing.
Talker.
His talker's thing.
Why?
So, before we move on from cats, there's a little story here that we thought was pretty fucking interesting. A cat which became famous for catching the same bus every day for 4 years has been run over and killed. That's not funny.
She can't get out of the street.
While crossing the road to catch its daily lift. Crafty Casper died in a hit-and-run accident as he tried to board the number 3 service. He hopped on the bus around 10 a.m. every morning and sat on the back seat throughout its entire 11-mile route. The freeloading feline would travel around his home city of Plymouth, UK for up to an hour before arriving back at the same stop. But after an estimated 20,000 miles on the bus, Casper was killed crossing the road to catch the bus.
Rest in peace to Casper.
Rest in peace
cat
to Casper.
Yeah. As well. See, things work themselves out on this show.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? We didn't have any rest in pieces, but look, we have a couple now. Yeah. My window.
Yeah.
Poor cat.
Yep. Might be something else.
I remember, like, 2 years ago reading a story about that cat, and no one else seemed to think it was as cool as I did.
I never heard of
it. Yeah,
I
never heard
recently,
of it until...
But I was pretty impressed.
He, like, waits for the bus, gets on the bus,
yeah,
sits in a seat, gets off at the right stop.
Yeah, it actually says that, like, when he's getting on, he waits in line, and he'll let the humans, like, go on as he waits in line, and he'll move up and get in.
See, things like that are fucked up, and it makes me think about, like, reincarnation and or some sort of weird shit like that. Like, how would an animal be able to do that on a daily basis? You know what I mean? Like, the same schedule and just do that. That's fucked. Like, there must be a glitch in the Matrix somewhere.
Yeah. Like, how can a cat identify which bus is the right one to get on?
Yeah.
It calls the bus.
One hell of a smart cat. I think animals are smarter than everyone gives credit for anyway, so.
The driver. The driver fucking stinks like tuna.
Yeah, I just can
smell it coming. That's why.
It's a stripper bus, so it's just the smell of pussies that have been working and grinding on a pole all night. So the cat mistakes that for fish. He gets on the bus. God. He gets on the bus. I ain't the only pussy on here, but he's the cleanest one out of all of them.
I don't know. Do you see the picture of that cat? It was kind of a scraggly looking thing.
Yeah. He was kind of haggard.
He was probably near the end anyway.
Yeah, looked a little haggard there.
You guys ever lose a pet? And it upset you?
A bunch.
Yeah.
Want to share stories about losing
pets? The only pets that I had were like rats and mice. And I had two mice. One died Christmas Eve of like 2000 or 1998 or something. And the next one died the next Christmas Eve.
Holy shit.
It was like
shit.
1 year apart on Christmas Eve each time. I was just like,
Santa isn't
what?
Too fond of your animals.
Died of a really? Broken heart.
Santa comes down the chimney and he just takes your mice and throttles them. Yeah! And then he chucks it back in the cage and then he spits on you as you sleep. And the spit hits your face and you're in a dream, so you think it's like a cool ocean misty breeze. And then you just smile like, And you wake up with Santa spit on your face.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've lost a couple dogs that kicked fucking ass. Like, my previous dog, not previous to the one I have now, but the previous to the one before that, was fucking just the best dog ever. And it sucked when he died. But, like everything, you get over it and you move on.
When I was a kid, I actually fell for that, sending them to a farm story.
Yeah.
I feel like such an asshole now.
Sending him to a farm?
Yeah,
I've never heard this story.
Like, we live in the town, so... You've heard that.
Never.
Are you fucking with me?
Parents tell their kids that they send a dog to a farm?
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not.
Enlighten him, John.
Yeah.
Well, you just said what it is. Like, if the dog dies and the kid doesn't see it, they just bury the dog. And they're like, we sent him to a farm where he can chase bunnies and be happy.
Yeah. And then a freak rainstorm happens and the mangled dog comes up through the middle of their lawn. Oh my
god.
A
drainage ditch.
Yeah. What is he doing?
Grody.
I've lost a couple pets, but none that really bothered me. Because, whatever. I lost a couple dogs, but like I said, whatever. Fuck dogs.
You know what? I was actually on the bus one time. This is not like one of the city buses. This is one of the, like, whatchamacallit buses.
Acadian Lines?
Yeah, Acadian Lines. And, this guy had a fucking dog on the bus. There was a dog walking around the aisles, and it was a packed bus, and the fucking owner didn't have any, like, Bret Hart sunglasses on or anything, so I assume he wasn't blind, you know? Yeah. So, like, and he just had this fucking dog walking up and down the aisle, and here I am thinking, like, this is a packed bus. Yeah. Are you allowed to have this fucking dog on it? But I guess...
Did it have one of those, like, handle things on it?
No, it was actually walking around, like, it was... Which That's is weird. Pretty weird,
because,
like...
just borderline blind, because some people are blind but not that blind.
And Bret the Hitman Hart hasn't given them glasses yet?
Possible. He just gives them sharpshooters because they can't see, so they can't see it coming.
I've never seen one of those dogs that didn't have one of those, like, harness things with queer handles on them.
Yeah.
Queer handles? They're just two big dicks that you have to hold on to, and a third dick that goes in your mouth for no reason.
On the dog's back.
On the dog's back.
It's a portable fucking Sibian machine. Yeah.
What if that would count as bestiality?
Well, this brings us back to the question.
Yeah.
Is it bestiality if you get some head off a centaur?
Oh, really?
Is it bestiality?
I don't think we discussed that on the podcast.
No, I don't think we did. I had it on my Facebook before, and like 40 people were arguing about it.
I'd say...
because its front is a person.
Well, I'd be the person. I would do it, so I'd either be guilty or I'd vote against it. So,
because what if you went to a glory hole and just, you know, this girl's like sucking your dick, and then you go around to pay her or whatever, and then she has a bunch of hay, and she has hooves, and she's just like,
wow.
What about if a minotaur sucks your dick because they have a person's body but a bull head?
That's bestiality. I guess it's what. Like, if it's a human, if you're fucking the human body with the horse head, you're fine. But if it gives you a blowjob, then it's bestiality.
So you're saying as long as the orifice is human, then you're okay.
Exactly. If it's an animal mouth, you're fucking
If you're in love with a centaur, all you can do is just titty fuck her and get your dick sucked. Yeah. Otherwise,
what if it's like straight down the middle? Like the left side is like
then you can't fuck it. You can play with one titty. That's it.
if you have a really skinny and flat dick, you can just put it in the fucking woman's side. You know what I'm saying? Because it's split down the middle, so the pussy's like half human.
You'd have to lean to the side of the animal and fuck it sideways. I don't know. That's pretty close. Depends on how skinny your dick is, I guess.
Well, not that skinny.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's like a stilo. Okay. Let's take a break and then we'll come back with Ride the Pole.
Oh, yeah. We're going to ride some poles. What are we going to do?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Rock Johnson, and you're listening to Background Noise at RedMatterSite.com. And if you can pry yourself away from this show long enough, check me out at MySpace.com/RockJohnson5.
Oh, yeah. It's time to ride the pole, baby.
Okay, it's time for Ride the Pole number 2.
Yes.
And this week's question was, who was the last person you would like to meet in a dark alley?
Yep.
And why? We got a lot of funny answers. So I think what I'll do is just read the ones that weren't that funny first.
Yep. So if you hear yours in the group of ones that aren't that funny, then try to be a little funnier next time.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Okay, so here are some of the people that you guys do not want to meet in a dark alley.
Yep.
We had Richard Klikinski, who he's an Iceman. He's a serial killer.
Yep.
That guy was awesome.
Oh, yeah. He was one of the most heartless people ever.
Awesome.
You watched the interview with him, and he just completely is stone-faced the whole time, talking about killing people in all these different ways.
Yep.
So you wouldn't want to meet him.
Lorenzo
in the chat says, a Negro.
You motherfucker. That's true.
And this is coming from a this is coming from a Spanish motherfucker.
All right.
Scared to park a car around you. You strip all the shit right off, Negro. Anyway, we also had Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
Yeah.
Freddy. Two answers for Jason Voorhees. You know, people are getting creative. Oh. Michael Clark Duncan was kind of a good one, but he's probably a nice man.
Yeah.
That was actually Zyba. I got to give Zyba a shout out.
Zyba?
He's always in here.
There were two for George Bush. And what was the reason somebody said? Because they think they'd kill him?
Yeah, they said they were worried about what they'd do if they met George Bush in the alleyway.
Brock Lesnar had two. Mike Tyson. These are just ones that
I can't believe Brock Lesnar had two.
Yeah. He'd probably, if you met him in an alley, he'd probably just be like, hi, I'm Brock Lesnar.
Did you want
an
autograph? No, I'm good. Okay.
Somebody said David Carradine because he just hang himself and jerk off, and I guess that would upset you.
I guess.
Fair enough. Sarah Palin, whatever. Jack the Ripper, that was a good one from my buddy Andrew, goes by Rama online. An ostrich came in from Samson.
Okay.
Well, you know, an ostrich
would fuck you up.
Not only that, but it'd
scare you. In a dark alley, you just heard the fucking flapping and stomping of a crazy-ass ostrich.
Because you wouldn't expect it. You'd look and be like, is that a
And is does anyone an know if we could beat an ostrich? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know
if they're tough birds or not. I'd
its neck is so long.
An ostrich can kill a person.
It'd be hard to choke an ostrich.
Oh, there you go.
Not to mention, if it was in, like, a city, it'd be all, like, violent and freaked out.
Yeah.
Strung out on heroin.
Some,
I forget who said this one. I wish I remembered. I'm sorry. Someone said, you had this one. It was from one of your friends. Your mom, because every time I see her, she rapes me.
Yeah, that was one of my That's friends. Reasonable. Thanks for pointing that out.
Somebody else said Dane Cook, because I would end up serving a life sentence. Rob Zombie had a vote. And Gary Sinise. I'm not even sure who that is, but they just said because he's a crazy motherfucker. So I guess that's fair enough.
Yeah. You don't want to meet crazy motherfuckers in dark alleys.
I have some really funny ones here, but I'll let you read some of your funny ones, too.
I had Christopher Walken, because he has a scary mafia man face, and I don't like the mafia. that was from Amber. Ivan Ooze, because he can beat Lord Zedd, Rita Repulsa, and 6 Power Rangers at once. That's from Matt McClellan.
Fair enough.
Okay. Let me see what else here. The pink elephants from when Dumbo got drunk. I don't remember
that. That is a little. I remember that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So
off.
You wouldn't want to meet them. That's from Este.
You might be fucked up on some shit if you meet them.
That would mean a whole lot of things were going wrong.
Yeah.
And this girl I know said Batman because I stole cheese and he's going to kick my ass because she stole cheese at some point.
Oh, right? So we're not saying her name because she's naughty.
Yes.
You thief. We're on to
and
you.
And the last one is May, who is my lesbian roommate. She said, I don't want to run into anybody with a penis. Which I thought was pretty funny.
Because she might run into them and their dick might just fall inside. And then she'll be like, no. It's
I'm
ruined.
I'm not as gay as I should be.
It just goes poof, and she disappears. Because apparently that's what happens whenever dick falls
into
like
a lesbian. It's like garlic to fucking vampires. No. I know what lesbians don't like. They don't like these. No. I'm going to chase them around with my dick.
Our town's being taken over by lesbians. You know what that means. We've got to make a front line of men with their dicks out.
Yeah.
They just stand up at the border of the city with their cocks out. And when the lesbians come over the hill, they're just like, I don't think we should go here. There's nothing for us here. Yeah. So then they just start licking each other's pussies wherever they are.
Like, you're only making this harder.
Hola answers Blanca. I definitely wouldn't want to meet Blanca in a dark alley. Fuck that.
He'd just start punching really fast all of a sudden. You'd be like, what are you doing?
Electric.
And then he'd turn to electricity.
That wouldn't be a dark alley for very long.
Nope.
It's true. Because he'd be like...
Spech K says Flava Flav, because that would be annoying. He'd be like, Flava Flav! And he'd have his clock and shit with his little Viking helmet. You'd be like, beat it, nigga. I don't really want to listen to you.
What else do you got, Luke?
Okay. Let me clear my throat. Richard Wesker said, that Woods O'Neill fella, he looks like a genuine high yellow badass. Plus, he's always drinking that moon juice shit, and people who drink feel less pain during a fight.
Okay.
Scalabrini said, Kobe Bryant because he'd rape me and get away with it. Patey said, Oscar the Grouch, that motherfucker's hostile, man. Which he is, and he would definitely be in an alley.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be like, what the fuck are you doing on my property?
Yeah, it's true.
Cameo Rock P said Joe Budden because I might suck his dick. I guess he really likes Joe Budden.
That would be horrible.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's Joe. Funny enough, Joe Budden's answer to this poll was Cameo Rock P because he might suck his dick.
Yeah.
Anna, this Mexican girl I know, said La Migra, which is the immigration police. They might chuck her in a tire and just fucking push her with their feet out into the ocean so they scram. And then Brittany Potty said Big Mama, who I don't know her, but apparently she's some crazy bitch on Gottigen Street.
Yeah.
Does anyone familiar with this woman?
No.
Nope.
I just remember responding saying that it would have been funnier if it was Big Mama from the Martin Lawrence movies, which I think, I don't know, I like Martin Lawrence. I happen to think he's funny, so fuck you.
Well, Luke. who has their own lists here?
I actually didn't think of anything.
I had a couple. I thought a pair of Mormons, because it doesn't matter how much of a rush I'm in, for some reason, just how kind they are and the way they approach you, I almost always stop for just that split second where I'm like, oh, I'll just stop for a second and say I'm not interested. But then they always like ask you something.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of an interesting conversation sometimes, but not really, because they just want you to, you know, fucking come to church or some dumb shit like that.
Yeah, and they're pretty desperate. They'll like cling on to you.
Oh yeah, if you met them in an alley, it would be all over.
Yeah, you'd be there for hours.
And then I said that fat bitch from Gilbert Grape, that movie, because then you just wouldn't be able to get by.
Yeah,
you just have to turn the other way.
Yeah, it's a barricade.
Spech K is another good one. Bob Backlund,
the crossface chicken wing.
Remember how he used to be the good guy, and then who was it he snapped on and put them in the crossface chicken wing?
He definitely turned on Bret Hart at some point.
Was it?
Yeah.
And then he went bad, and he was just the insane guy.
Yeah.
And the last person I had, Crazy Mr. Twister. You know why?
Because he's a hell of a guy.
Because Crazy Mr. Twister is a crazy guy. He can make you laugh, groan, giggle, and cry. What he's gonna do next, you really never know. He's Crazy Mr. Twister. You don't remember the last line?
I don't remember the last line.
The star of the show?
The star of the show. Sorry, Luke. I didn't... I remember the show. I don't remember the words. Man.
I can't believe you guys were rehearsing that for hours, and that's how it
came. I rehearsed
it
for hours.
I remember my one line.
And I still stumbled over my fat tongue.
Damn.
You guys got to remember that shit, though.
Oh, I remember. I remember the show. It. I just didn't remember the words, the fucking theme song.
I wouldn't want to meet him, because he kind of has that, like, fucking bearded... creepy look.
And you never know what he's going to do next.
Exactly.
He's like the drunken master. He's just going to hit you at some point from somehow.
He could pull a cake from out behind his back or pull out a screwdriver and fucking stab me.
Jam it in your forehead.
You don't know. No one else has any answers for that?
No.
Devin, John?
I said on your Facebook page, fucking Fran Drescher and Kathy Griffin talking about politics. That was my answer. And
how dark is this alley? I'd fucking throw one in Fran Drescher.
No.
Yeah. No, I would throw one in Fran
Drescher. It's her voice.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
No.
Luke James, your dick is so amazing.
Fran Drescher and Raven Simone, you fucking...
Mr. Sheffield. Yeah.
God damn it.
What's wrong with your brain?
She actually was raped before. Funny story.
Funny story?
It does make it funny because it's Fran Drescher. What are you doing? Get your hands off me.
Big T Timbo said Bobby Brown because he probably beat the shit out of you if you looked like Whitney. Maybe.
I don't know. He'd just steal some shit off you.
Yeah.
And then sell it for crack.
For me, it would be Carrot Top. There's not very many people that freak me out, but that guy just...
Oh, he can murder. That guy's ripped as fuck.
Yeah.
He had to get ripped because everyone was just clowning on him all the time.
Yeah.
But they still do, which is kind of funny because they're just like, fuck you, you're still a piece of shit on the inside.
Yeah.
Poor Carrot Top. Yeah. Why is it called Carrot Top? The top of a carrot is green, but the rest of a carrot is orange. If someone was called Carrot Top, wouldn't their hair have to be green and spiky? I don't know.
No, because the top is like a carrot.
Wow.
That's a good point.
Thank you. I think we've ridden the pole.
Yep.
We've ridden the pole, and it's fucking limp.
Yep.
So I think we should probably move on
it's
to someone else.
It's refractory period.
Yeah.
We're refracting.
Who you know who someone else is that you probably wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley?
Maybe Mystical?
Tarantula.
Or a tarantula.
Mystical.
Yeah.
This is the part where Devin and John just listen as we talk about some nigga shit. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty much.
After 6 years in prison on a sexual battery and extortion charge, Mystical has been released and is home. Famous for songs such as Shake Your Ass, Watch Yourself.
Fucking white people just like...
And Bouncing Back.
I just like how white Devin and John are. That is just like known for songs such as Shake Your Ass. Like, how absurd. That's not the name of a song.
He tells them to shake their ass.
Just thinking what his tombstone's going to look like someday.
Just a big fucking ass that shakes.
Anyway, go on.
So,
Danger!
He also did Bouncing Back and Stutter and Danger.
Quit your line, Heffa. Watch yourself.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I'm kind of excited that he's back. I never had a problem with him.
He served his time.
Yeah. He was arrested in July of 2002 along with two of his bodyguards for threatening to turn in his former hairstylist into police for cashing $80,000 worth of unauthorized checks from his bank account. The stylist said that she was forced to have sex with all three men in exchange for their silence.
So, honestly, that's not as bad a rape as it could have been.
No, because...
It wasn't like... Again, coming back to the alley, it wasn't like they cornered her in an alley and started, like, punching their fist in their hand, like, hey, baby, where are you going? And they didn't, like, club her with a sap across the back of the neck and then just start pulling her panties down, and she kicked and screamed, but she just couldn't take it because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Well, not only that, but $80,000, three men, that's $25,000 per man that's paying for her as a prostitute.
Stupid shit.
So.
She stole 80,000 G's. Like, the least you can do is throw up some pussy.
Yep, that's $25,000 for a fuck. So she's actually the most expensive prostitute in town.
They probably all had big old dicks,
that's
too.
Really, like, they should have turned her in and then got, like, a $5,000 prostitute.
Yep.
I don't know, but that's some bitch-ass shit. And then
that's
she,
just poor Matt.
Then she went and told on them.
Poor Matt.
And as a part of a plea bargain, they all three pleaded guilty. You can just imagine what the courtroom would have been like. We're sentencing for Mystical.
I would have loved to have been there. He actually said that in the courtroom. Quit your lying, Heffa, watch yourself.
Yeah.
Mystical, for the last time, would you sit the fuck down? Here I go. Did I do it? Yeah, I did.
No.
God damn.
He said he was guilty, so he would have admitted that him and his friends got a little rapey rape. No big deal.
Mystical actually his real name?
No. It's his rap name.
People do that. Change their name to whatever their stage
is. I don't know what his real name is, actually.
It's like... Chris Jackson.
Montavious Greenwood.
Oh, God.
Orlando Jones.
I don't know, but this comes back to sort of what we were talking about before, about rappers in jail and people saying, free this person and free that, which I'm not saying, you know what I mean? He did something stupid. He went, and he was actually interviewed on a radio station just when he got out, and he seemed pretty together, I would say.
I don't know if Holohan's being honest or not, but he said his real name's Anthony Montego. And whether it is or not, I think
I don't think so.
No.
But.
Anyway, continue.
I forget now because you interrupted me, you fucking asshole.
Well,
we were talking with people saying, free this guy, free that
guy.
Oh,
yeah. Like, yeah. this wasn't a really example of that for me. Like, you know, he went to jail. I was like, that's shitty. Because, what are you smiling for? You little bird lips. You have bird lips.
I do have bird lips.
Derek Ord has bird lips. I want to feed you grain.
I would lips. Like that.
Next time we do a show, I'm just going to have a handful of grain and just hold There's it out bread. To you every now and then. People are going to be listening and just going to hear peck, 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 peck. And then...
wow. Your peckers fuck off.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, our point is, if people are in jail and we see the free... S
Gucci man
dollars. Then we probably don't want him free because he probably did some fucking stupid shit to get in there.
Like I said on a Facebook status the other day, I want to start a new movement called "Keep That Motherfucker Locked Up."
Yeah.
Yep.
Because just because your cousin's not going to kill you when he gets out doesn't mean he's not going to kill me when he gets out.
In fact, he probably will kill one of us.
He probably would kill me.
So that's probably going to like fuck up his like touring, won't it? Because now he's probably like a sex offender. Probably not allowed to leave his state.
I don't know. Rappers get pardoned for like that shit so much because look at every rapper has most rappers have some sort of criminal record and they can still go a lot of places, you know?
It's true.
But
I just had to throw this out there because I thought it was cool. NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal was one of the people who visited him while he was in jail.
Hey, Mystical. Yeah. Make sure you keep your head up.
Yeah.
You stole some pussy and that's wrong.
Man, I didn't steal no pussy, man!
Exactly.
You stole the pussy and now you gotta do your time. But Big Shaq's here to visit you. When you get out, we're going to pop some bottles.
Big Shaq this.
Go see some... Get you some pussy without you having to steal it.
something like that.
So he was in jail for, you know, was it 6 years?
Yeah.
6 years.
A lot of shit happened in 6 years.
Yeah, he missed fucking iPhones, which to him is pretty... I imagine it's he'd like be magic. Like, fucking right! And he missed this Obama guy getting elected as president.
Mm-hmm.
And... he also missed, which is actually funny, energy drinks. The whole energy drink phase.
Oh, he could have sold one for sure.
And he could have sold one. And not only that, but once he has one, holy fuck, he's going to be retarded. This guy is so high energy, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I like how you look at me when you say that, because you know that I have no idea who the fuck this guy is.
He's
mystical, Devin.
I kind of started a point and didn't finish it, because that's what I do, because I'm fucking ADD sometimes. But he was interviewed on that radio station. He seemed like he had his shit together, and he was just saying like he takes responsibility for it, and... how other people in the entertainment industry need to be careful with shit like this and try to set an example, which, you know...
Don't rape people
anymore. Yeah, watch the rape, guys. Yeah,
chill out.
Pull it back a little bit.
Easy on the rape.
Once or twice a year is sufficient.
I gotta say, though, I'm kind of excited to see what's gonna happen now, because...
I just want to hear his music. I want to see if he's still good. He says he's ready to rip shit.
He makes such aggressive, upbeat music that... I don't know. I think he's going to have some hits out within a matter of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had 6 years to write.
Yeah.
He said he actually had plenty of writing. Like, he could just hit the studio and start recording. And he still owes his record label one more CD, so... You know, he's still on it, which is cool. I'm excited to hear him.
Me too. So stay tuned to that.
Yeah. Mystical. So, before our last break, we have another story. It's, apparently there's this little fight club thing going on in Alberta. I'm not supposed to talk about
it. Are we allowed to talk about Fight Club?
No, not allowed to talk about
Fight Club. But apparently, apparently there's no problem putting it up on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Fucking morons.
Yeah, so a crash course in fisticuffs has been canceled at the University of Manitoba. Several students and a recreation facility employee at the university have been disciplined after at least one possible Fight Club style scrap was staged in a squash court.
While people were playing squash. You have to it's like a future fight. You have to dodge these little fucking balls that are flying at your head like goddamn saucers while a big man is trying to punch you in the nose bridge. That'd be fun.
It's true.
That's hilarious to think about that, though. It's in a squash court, not like just some back alley or some warehouse somewhere.
That'd be a good place for a fight, though. Like, you ever walk in a squash court? The silence is deafening.
Yeah.
Like, they have those little doors where you, like, crouch and walk in, and you close it, it's just like, goo!
And there's, like, no ropes to grab onto, and like, it's just a brawl to the death. And for the record, Cracker, I do remember that. I was there.
Andy Rude fought Chris Burton in the tennis court cage.
It was hell in a cell.
In junior high.
Yeah. So it said eventually someone told on them.
Snitching.
To sum this story up. And people were leaving the building with fucking blood and... punch marks in their mouth.
They must be playing some really intense squash games in there. Like,
did you guys book the squash court? All right.
And there's like 10 people and they're just all rough looking muscular guys.
And they all creep in through that tiny door.
And as people are lifting weights outside of the squash room, they just hear, ah, get him, nigga, ah, ah, fuck, yeah. Ah.
They open the door and they're actually playing squash.
Yeah. Oh. They just stop. They're so good when they, somebody's coming. They just stop. One guy's like sweeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other guy's just like checking his watch. Oh, hello.
This is where I come to check my watch.
Yeah. And yell and drop words.
I wonder how close races. You can get to like Fight Club type stuff with it being like legal.
Well,
UFC. MMA is that's as close remember as I think it's ever going to be.
Remember East Coast street fights? You guys remember that whole debacle that was going on around here?
That was stupid.
I forget where it was. I think it might have been in Dartmouth, maybe, but they had videos all over YouTube, and that's what it basically was, is a fight club where people got together and fought. And while it's illegal, at the same time, I kind of just think, like, if two people want to beat the shit out of each other...
Well, no.
I know the government can't let them and the law can't. I'm just saying, from my point of view, I don't give a fuck.
Plus, we're paying for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they go to the hospital, get fixed up, and
that's where it gets a bit handy.
And someone with an actual problem needs to get fixed. I know what you mean. Like, if we let them die, then sure, I'd let them whack the shit out of each other.
Like, if fucking Tommy Knuckles wants to punch fucking
Taz from wrestling.
Taz, exactly. Let him go at it.
Yeah, but like, one of those dudes could be like mentally handicapped and not realize he's going to get his brains pounding in even more. Mm-hmm.
He shows up with one boxing glove. And he has a rubber
boot. It's full of, like, pea soup.
Yeah. He has a rubber boot on one foot and a fucking just hiking shoe on the other. Okay, guys, I'm ready to kick some fucking ass. Who in front of you guys wants to go?
And then he uses his retard strength to fucking batter people.
He's actually really good.
Yeah.
The one guy steps forward and cracks his knuckles.
He only needs one fucking punching glove.
He's like, here we go. We'll settle this one quick. He has a bicycle helmet on with hair sticking out of it.
He tries to put him in a fucking headlock, but his head is too greasy and covered in fucking slime. It fucking slides out.
He tries drooling
all over.
He tries to grab his hair, but he has that fucking haircut that they all have. It's just really short. Just because it's easier. Just so they don't get shit
and
caught
so they
in
choke
it.
In their own hair.
His ungloved hand is for eye gouging.
He's just scratching. It makes a sound like from Royal Rumble for Super Nintendo. He goes, ah!
Yeah,
ah, and they choke each other.
That's basically all you heard
the
coming
whole
from that game.
Fucking game.
And some theme music.
Because you would press the left button or the right button, because that was cheating.
Yeah.
And that's what you do, is you cheat.
Yeah. Unless you want to lose. I just got to say, I think that MMA is is the new wrestling.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's attracting the same crowd. And before Tough Enough, there was... Or before Ultimate Fighter, there was Tough Enough, which was the wrestling version of the Ultimate Fighter. Same idea, just a little more violent. Still, same idea. And it attracts the same crowds, is what I'm saying.
I really would like to see the Brawl for All comeback that they used to do in wrestling.
It was
when,
just boxing.
When the wrestlers really fought. Yeah, but it was just cool to see which of these guys could actually get in there and throw hands.
I think
wrestling would be geared towards more of a younger crowd, though, because parents wouldn't mind them watching... something that was fake.
That's true.
Until kids are pile-driving each other through fucking tables and breaking each other's necks.
I think MMA is actually like a lot more accessible. Like, if you sit down to watch wrestling, if you actually want to get into it, you need to read up on like 40 years of backstory on like every character.
I don't know about that.
Not so much now.
It's pretty colorful and exciting.
I guess so. But like, I caught a bit of a show the other day, and it was like, all these characters have like stories going on with other characters, and like it doesn't make any sense.
But not only they go on; they change like almost monthly or a couple weeks at the most. So, I know what you mean, but like even UFC, you're better off knowing who's beat who, what their styles are, you know, how they match up and stuff like that.
Oh, it adds a whole new element to it that way.
For me, South Park's take on wrestling hit the nail on the head for me, because that's how I seen wrestling.
All that soap opera shit.
Yeah,
I really hope they don't bring that into the MMA. Like, you can tell there's a couple guys that kind of want to do it.
Yeah.
The pageantry of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of fruity.
Yeah. Like the fake boasting after the fights and shit, which you can tell they don't really mean. They just want to get more. They want to get people, like, riled up.
And at the weigh-ins where they're always doing things. I wonder how much of that is sincere at the weigh-ins
where they're
jaw-jacking each other and shit.
They even admit that it's just for the show.
When they shake hands. I hate that so much.
Yeah. Mm. Kind of takes away from the whole enjoying it thing.
Like, MMA is an actual sport, right? And, like, other actual sports have, like, pretty strict rules when it comes to sportsmanship.
Yeah.
I think the MMA should as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not big on MMA.
So fuck it. Yeah.
I just watch highlights of people getting flying kneed in the face and then dropping down and shaking.
Yeah, that's I like watching it for me. Too. So, I guess I'm an asshole. You're an asshole. But I was just thinking while you were talking there that fucking before UFC and wrestling, there was a gladiator fighting in the arena with fucking swords, and the loser died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, like, I was actually, what made me think of it is I was watching Star Wars Episode 2, I think it was, when they put Count Dooku puts Amidala and Douchebag and his buddy in the fucking arena.
Yeah.
And they have to fight those big monster things. And they're fucking whacking the shit out of each other, and everyone in the audience is just going nuts. They're so excited. They cheer every time someone dies.
I would watch that. I would watch, like,
wouldn't that be entertaining?
I would watch the great Kelly wrestle a fucking lion.
Yeah.
I would definitely watch that. To watch him just choke a fucking lion.
Back then, the killing was just not that big of a deal. And a lot of times, the people they put in there were like criminals, right? So it's just like, well, you could keep them locked up, or you could make them fight fucking...
for our entertainment.
A dinosaur. I don't know if they actually...
Who else is a dinosaur? Criminal?
Who?
Batman.
Really?
Follow up?
What?
Would you want to see Batman get killed by lions?
Perhaps. No, he could take
that would be funnier, because it'd be this man in a stupid cape and a silly pointed hat getting eaten by lions who are just lazy and lying there as one of them is eating his entrails, the other one's just licking its dick, and they're just ripping his clothes off and killing him and munching him. Love to see that.
Yep, I wouldn't mind seeing that either.
For the Fight Club thing, I just wanted to add that the maximum penalty for engaging in a prize fight is a fine of up to $5,000 or 6 months in jail, just for
that. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
just for... You know?
You're almost better off saying that it was just a fight. You're definitely better off saying it was just a fight that broke out. Because then it's just a fight that broke out. As soon as you planned it, you're up shit's creek a little bit.
Indoors, and they, like, booked the room in advance.
Yeah. And they have people there watching and clapping. One of you should know better.
There's these two balding 40-year-old businessmen who just can't get the fucking squash room, and they're just livid.
I don't know what's going on in there, but every time I've gone to the damn gym, there's just some sort of ruckus going on, and I can't get the squash room.
They go in and whoop some ass.
Yeah.
Little fuckers.
They go in, and everyone is like, well, 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 and they just pull their fucking... They loosen their tie a bit, take out their pocket protector, and rip their shirt off, and they're fucking ripped like Groundskeeper Willie, and they just fucking...
Yeah. Up! I still think Devin's idea of starting a fucking fight circle in the cancer ward is pretty good idea. That was what? From like episode 3, Devin said that they could start a fighting championship in the cancer ward where they just all the cancer patients beat the shit out of each other.
Winner gets treatment.
Yeah. Oh. That was probably the most horrible thing Devin's ever said.
They just put the beds side by side and they just kind of like...
swat at each other. Unplug various machines and plugs that are keeping them alive. Let's take a break and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some other shit.
We'll be back, bitches.
Yeah. Sure.
Yo, what up, what up? This is Metropolis Foley, just stuck in traffic on the information highway. And currently you are listening to the Background Noise Show on RedMatterSite.com. So make sure you got them headphones on, rolled up and got your drink and everything. And you can check me out at MetropolisFoldery.com or Expedite.com. Or even look for me on iTunes or YouTube. Or check your girl's cell for my number. Anyways, I got a new album coming out real soon. It's called Love is a Dog. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. RedMatterSite.com.
We are back.
That's a rapper.
It is E40's rapper, and that's kind of what he sounds like.
E40 Fun's rally is here. We ready to get in some stories, Derek.
You pop your collar. Do you know what's dangerous, Luke?
Tell me what's dangerous.
Walking and talking at the same time.
At the same time? Yeah. It is very dangerous.
Yeah.
I've seen people lose their calves.
Calves.
Not their calf muscles.
No, their calves. Yeah.
They just walk and they go, oh, man.
It's true. They went, oh, man. Distracted driving has gained much attention lately because of the inflated crash risk posed by drivers while using cell phones. But there's another growing problem caused by low-stakes multitasking. Distracted walking, which combines a pedestrian, an electronic device, and an unseen crack in the sidewalk, the pole of a stop sign, and a toy left in the living room floor or a parked car. So basically, that fucking shitty paragraph that I just read was about people that talk on the phone and just are too distracted to keep paying attention to what they should be doing.
Text and walk. Well, there was that story a couple months ago about the girl in New York. Remember, she fell in the sewer?
Mm-hmm.
She was walking and texting. So the whole thing was, should the city pay for injuries or should she? Which, it's a sewer thing.
Did she fall in and then her little white eyes peeked out and then she popped back up and lost a life? Like in the Ninja Turtle game?
I wish she did.
I like to imagine that she fell first and the phone spun for a second in the air.
And then dropped out and then fell. And clonked her right on the head.
Hit her on the head and then she saw little birdies flying around her stupid face.
Slightly more than 1,000 pedestrians visited emergency rooms in 2008 because they got distracted and tripped, fell, or ran into something while using a cell phone to talk or text. That was twice the number from 2007, which had nearly doubled from 2006, which is a study conducted by Ohio State University, which kind of makes me think, the fuck are they doing at Ohio State University? But anyway, people can't talk think at the same time.
It's very distracting.
It is.
I don't understand how somebody can be that distracted by talking on the phone. I can understand texting because you're looking at the screen doing your whatever, but talking, I mean,
you can still look.
You should have enough awareness of your surroundings to pay attention to where you're walking.
I think people
I can totally see that.
People are on their phone so much now that they just zone out, I think, is what it is. Yeah. People have their phone on them all the time. We talked about it before. I think now that I'm 25, I notice it more with the younger people because I don't really get into texting a lot and all that, but I just constantly see people always have their phone in their hand, always checking it, always stopping, always texting, always just fucking connected to some stupid shit at all times.
And not only that, but
call
like
them phones anymore,
smartphones.
Yeah, they're like little computers that just happen to have phones in them.
I call it a necessity. I don't leave home without it.
It's true.
I fucking leave my phone everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, not everywhere. I leave it at home, but I usually don't have my phone on unless I'm expecting a call. For the most part, I don't fuck.
What's
with
the
it.
Point?
Yeah, see, I have mine on me all the time.
So do I.
But you guys are important.
I just really enjoy talking to people.
If someone wants to talk, by golly, I'm there.
Although, I hate phones.
How does that work? You like talking to people, but you hate phones?
Well, you text and MSN and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm more a fan of that type of chatting because you can think out what you're saying more, I guess.
Not only that, but you can ignore people if they're talking to you. You don't want to talk back. Even like at like Christmas time when people are in the mall and shit, though, when they don't have phones, they're out of it. You know, so just having a phone just makes it that much worse. You know, like people are, they have a hard time walking and thinking at the same time as it is. When I'm like, I went to Sobeys today to get some fucking milk, and I was trying to walk just like as conveniently as possible, dodge in and out of these people, and they were like drunk retards. They were like wandering, then they'd stop, and then they'd like juke to the left, and I'd be like, just stay going where you're going, or fucking put your shit down and, you know, walk straight. I don't know, I can't stand it.
These people don't pay attention. But, I mean, I always talk shit about people being on their phones all the time, and, I mean, I leave my MSN and Facebook on fucking at all times.
Yeah, me too.
Even if I'm not there, I have it on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess everybody likes, you know, communicating
MSN's like my
ways.
Answering machine, though. Like, people can just leave a message whenever I see it, I'll check it. And it's my bedroom, so, like, it's not like, you know, it's always there, so.
Well, that's kind of how I look at it, too.
Since I work from home, too, I mean, I'm always online. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's true. It is ridiculous. I gotta say, your brain is kind of like it does get tired over the course of a day.
No.
No, yours doesn't, but most people's do.
Yeah. Okay, you had to have a nap earlier. Come on.
Remember, I'm Nigga Noggin. Brain Brother, a.k.a. Nigga Noggin. That's the new superhero. I just wear a big top hat that has a question mark on it and a cape. And guess what's on the cape? Question mark. And I wear a shirt, and guess what's on the shirt?
Question mark?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And my pants are just question marks all over. Because the question is, what is the question? That's what I say. That's the only crime I commit, is just bugging people and asking them that shit.
You're the
and
most
then
annoying
leaving.
Fucking bad guy ever. You're only bad because we hate you so much.
Yeah. They pelt me with rotten vegetables and fruit because I'm a jerk.
But yeah, my point is, most people's brains get filled up just on random shit they encounter during the day. Mm-hmm. So when they're on their phones and like reading emails and shit, it just adds to the extra shit that you don't really need in a day. Like if you left your phone at home on purpose and said, I don't need that phone for any reason today, you're going to kind of walk with a little extra weight off your shoulders because you're not going to be constantly keeping in mind that your phone's in your pocket and can ring at any time.
See, I'm the opposite. Because if I don't have my phone on me, I'm worried about what I'm missing.
Yeah, see, that's probably just as stressful for your brain, though.
Exactly. That's why I just keep it with me everywhere I go. Yeah. So it works out.
That's true.
I very rarely have somebody call me for something of importance. I find most phone calls I get are annoying ones that I'd rather avoid anyway.
Exactly, and the people that want to contact you, they're going to contact you one way or another.
Yep.
In fact, most of them are on MSN in the same chat.
The only people who, the only people who phone you are people who want money.
It's true.
Or they want you to do something for them.
Yes.
Everyone else, like emails or MSNs or something like that.
Yep.
Phone is strictly for people who are annoying you.
The phone like is strictly is. For people who are annoying.
Yeah.
That's very true. Actually, I got to mention something that while we were talking about just being distracted, Dev posted this video like a week or two ago about it was a psychology experiment where they had a guy at a desk and he handed the people, random people, a form. The guy ducked behind the desk. A different guy came out and they tried to see if the people would notice. And I think it was like 80% of the people didn't notice a different guy.
I wouldn't notice.
But maybe they noticed. I wouldn't notice. Yeah. Maybe they noticed.
No, no, because afterwards they said, did you realize that we switched the guys? And they're like, I had no fucking clue.
Like, if he was wearing the same clothes, I would not.
He wasn't wearing the exact same clothes. He was wearing similar, but...
He was a white guy with a roughly the same kind of haircut.
Yeah.
And they were actually different heights.
They should have sent in a Samoan.
Yeah.
A big fat guy.
Rikishi ducks down and fucking...
starts dancing. Yeah, you Mr. look Burns. Fly today.
Yeah. That's but it was a really cool experiment, and a lot of people fell for it. And it just made me think that, like, I'm glad I'm not that fucking off the ball. Like, I would notice that shit, for sure. Yeah. If a guy ducked down low enough that he disappeared out of my sight right in front of me, I'd be like, why is he getting down so low?
He just ducks down?
He's getting low. He just crouches behind the desk, and then another guy pops up.
Yep.
I'll send you the video. Yeah. It's really
he just crouches. One person goes in and he crouches under and he just starts sucking his dick. God damn it, Professor Jenkins, you're fucking up the experiment again. He comes out and wipes his mouth. He's just like, sorry, guys.
No, I just guarantee had I wouldn't notice that.
Hankering.
See, I probably would because I pay attention to people's faces. I don't remember people's names, but
I hate about people right away. So when I'm looking at the face, I'm like, oh my God, I hate this guy. Yeah. And then another guy pops up. I'm like, wait, I wasn't done hating that first guy. I was the second guy.
You have a mushroom cuff.
I like walk past people I know because I don't look at people who pass me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like, hey, John, wait. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I bumped into you.
John's just snubbing people. He walks with a cane and a monocle, and he also has a bowler hat on.
And he's reading a book constantly.
Yeah.
He's always reading a book.
And it's always from before 1930.
Yeah.
Because everything after that...
as up as it can be.
Everything after that is rubbish. Yeah. That's what he says.
He actually drinks green tea while he reads the books, while he's walking.
He does.
I have a lot of arms in this scenario.
He's a gentleman.
Actually, I was thinking about just people being distracted. I was working at EB one time. This lady came in and she gave me a fucking piece of her mind. She came in, she was angry as hell. And I was just sitting there like, all right, you know, I'm the bullseye. Give it to me. Yeah. And then she rips me apart and she gets all angry and she says, I'm out of here. She turns, she leaves, and whack, she walks right into the front window. I laughed so fucking hard. And then she turned as if to see if I looked, and I looked away because I didn't want her to like just see me smiling at her as he hit the window. You know,
I would have fucking...
Yes. I know. In hindsight...
Your instinct, I guess, though,
is like... just turn away. So, you know, hindsight is 20/20, they say. But...
instant karma.
She bashed into the window and she turned around and I just looked away, and then after she finally got out of the store, me and Pat laughed so fucking hard. It was instant karma. Like you said, this lady came in and treated me like shit and instantly walked into a fucking glass wall.
Good.
Perfect.
Glass wall looks good on her face.
It does.
For being a bitch.
She was a fucking bitch.
Uh-huh.
That's my EB story. So fuck that bitch.
Yep.
Yep.
Let's talk about the ups and downs of life.
Do you guys want to? There are many.
Well, there wouldn't be many ups and downs in an elevator that got stuck.
Dun 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 dun.
Okay, finish so I can start the story. Yeah, really. That was an exciting intro, but it went on way too long. Okay. Police say they rescued a woman who was trapped for 8 days in an elevator in her house in northeastern Spain.
8 days?
Eight days.
Yeah.
What?
Police said Friday they were alerted by the relatives of the 45-year-old woman who said they had not been able to contact her for 5 days. Now, the first thing I thought was, this poor woman. Then I remembered, she has a fucking elevator in her house.
Yeah.
This lady has an elevator in her house. Fuck that lady. She can die in her elevator.
She should.
The government probably bought it because she's too heavy.
Yeah. Only Bill Murray should have a house that good.
Bill Nye.
Bill Murray.
Bill Nye.
Or Bill Nye. Bill Nye just has, correct him. You're like, Bill Nye, not Bill Murray.
Bill Nye doesn't have an elevator. He just has this space tube that he stands under and he goes, zoom. Sucks him up. And then when he goes over to it,
there's potions and shit everywhere.
He gets to every room by getting in tubes and they fucking go all over his house and they eject him.
That would be awesome.
He's a fucking, he's a magic man of mystery and science.
It's true, he is.
He could teach you, you know you're smart when you can teach somebody about ice cubes.
Yeah.
When you can, like, explain how ice cubes and water work in depth. I'm not talking about just water freezes.
Yeah.
But, like, what happens is the polarization of...
I thought you were going to say, you know you're smart when you travel around your house in fucking tubes that fucking suck you around.
That means you're pretty smart, too.
I'd say.
But how did she not, like, dehydrate?
Yeah.
She drank her own piss, of course. You fucking idiot.
Can girls do that?
Sure they can with their little piss clam. She just pisses it into a puddle, and then she gets on her hands and knees and laps it up
yeah.
Like the dog she is.
Police said the woman who lived alone was distraught and suffering dehydration. She was taken to a hospital. So she was suffering.
Yeah.
Aw, poor lady, suffering in your fucking elevator in your house.
Maybe what she could do is just rub her clit and just make a lot of fucking juice, and then just lick her fingers. And suck her fingers off like a child
and
who's watching his mother make
time.
Cake and he's putting his fingers into the cake batter and sucking them off.
She probably tried that.
I could.
It was 8 days.
You would have to. I bet when they
Survivor Man goes crazy when he's out there for like 4 days. So.
Oh, after like 10 hours, I would have an imaginary friend. There'd be my shit would be smeared all over the wall. My fucking shirt would be ripped in shreds.
You'd
I'd
find a dodgeball in there for some reason.
I'd have all these wounds that nobody was able to explain at all, just from like smashing into things. I have a little corner reserved for my pissing and shitting and vomiting and coming, because I'm sure I'd jerk off a lot because I'd be bored.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how big this person is.
Elevator
she's 45, so...
And she's rich, and she has an elevator in her own house, so she's probably a bitch.
I was thinking if she's that rich, she should have one of those fucking replicators from Star Trek in her fucking
elevator,
so she could just make, like, I don't know, Dr. Pepper beer or some shit.
She should have thought that out.
Or whatever, you know, rich people drink, like, fucking 1787 French wine that was brewed in Joan of Arc's fucking piss flaps.
And she just pulled
it
out.
She keeps
expensive.
I assume.
I didn't know she's rich. Did it say she's rich?
Oh, no, she just has an elevator in house.
How would you pass the time?
Screaming. I'd push the buttons on the elevator all the time. I'd make a little game out of it.
I'd scream for 8 days.
At least women have purses.
Me, I'd try and get out through the roof and, like, because, I mean, a story in a house is only, like, 10 feet high.
Yeah.
And if your elevator's stuck somewhere, you should be able to reach the next floor up.
Well, I'm just guessing.
But what if you're trying to go down, Devin?
Okay.
Well, I could go up there and then take the stairs down.
Yeah.
But that would just be silly.
Yeah. I'd waste 5 minutes getting up there and going back down.
But my guess is that she has an elevator because she's too heavy to take the stairs.
Yeah.
Ah, so she might
She's not actually rich.
She might be on a rascal.
She's just fat.
She might be on one of those rascals just sitting in there.
And that explains how she could survive for 8 days without food or water.
She lives alone.
And yeah, so
that's why she lives alone.
That's kind
of
suspect.
Why she didn't crawl at the top of the elevator.
Yeah, and plus a rich 45-year-old would probably live with someone, even if it was just some kid that was fucking her for some money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least she's a woman, though, and women have purses full of goodies, so she
might... She could eat her lipstick and shit.
Yeah, she could live off mints and stuff like that. And she could, like, take her eyeliner pencil and draw faces on her fucking maxi pads and just make...
Talk to them.
But she wasn't smart enough to take her phone in her purse.
Yeah.
No, she's dumb.
There was no reception in the elevator because it was made out of copper. I just made that up. Sorry.
Elevators are natural Faraday cages.
I gotta tell you, elevators are naturally fucking scary as fuck for me. I don't like elevators.
No, I don't like them.
I've been in an elevator just recently that it makes the weirdest noises, and like when it gets to the floor, it goes up and then and then drops a little bit, so it always feels like you're gonna die in this elevator.
I don't like the feeling, just the jerky feeling that you get, like,
yeah.
Your head, for me anyway, my head gets kind of woozy almost.
Oh, yeah. Because your guts are, like, splashing around.
Yeah, I usually take stairs unless I'm going really high up, because I'm not a lazy motherfucker.
I find them arousing.
Elevators or stairs?
Both.
Just the up and down just makes him think of his hands sliding up and down on, not his own dick, some other strange man.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
At least she wasn't trapped in a closet. Because that would be horrible.
Horrible.
And like then a midget Kelly. Would come out, and he'd have an inhaler. I can't believe that shit was actually in the song. A fucking midget comes out during that song, and he has an inhaler.
How many parts were there to that there R. Kelly over opera? 12. I heard like the first part, and I hated it. And I was like, this is the stupidest shit ever. And people were catering it. That upset me a lot.
I wasn't expecting the midget. I'm not going to lie. He came out from under the sink. This is an R. Kelly video where he sings what's happening.
Yeah.
And like his lover is like, or some bitch is arguing with him. And then all of a sudden they find a midget under the sink that his wife has been cheating on him with. Wow. A fucking midget under the sink.
Was it
R. Kelly?
Was it in the video?
Yep.
Was it the black midget that's in like every
video? No, it was a different black midget.
I forget that guy's name. What's the video he's in where he's a cop and he has a baton and he's like hitting people?
Probably a red man.
Oh,
video.
It was like a major video. I'm not going to remember it, but whatever. Fuck it.
Some sort of Will Smith video, maybe? Fresh Prince?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Fuck him.
Yeah, so getting stuck in an elevator would suck. You'd have to occupy yourself. Probably go a little crazy.
Your patience would wear out.
Your patience would wear out.
Very, very quickly.
You'd be a shitty doctor.
A while ago, there was a time-lapse video of a guy who was stuck in an elevator for 48 hours.
Oh, I saw that. Was that real, though?
That was real.
It's an actual real one?
It was security footage.
And he just does, like, all this weird shit.
Well, he's in there for 2 days.
We should find that and chuck it up on the forums for people to check out.
I was actually thinking that it would be pretty amusing to videotape what I do during the day when no one sees what I do. Because I do some fucking retarded shit.
Could be illuminating.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm just like, Jesus, I'm glad no one sees what I'm doing right now.
And your next thought is, maybe I should film it.
Maybe I should film it, exactly.
Me and my roommate have talked about that before, because sometimes if we're both just in like completely silly moods late at night or for whatever reason, we just like say the stupidest shit and we'll like dance and sing songs and just act completely fucking retarded. And we always say, like, imagine if someone actually had a crystal ball and we're I wonder what Luke and Chris are doing right now. Jeez. And they would just see us being the two stupidest morons on the face of the planet.
Yep. Real cocksuckers.
No, we don't suck each other's cocks.
No?
No.
See, you'd have to do that with somebody else hitting the record button so that you don't know it's recording.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that. I'd be bothered because I do a lot of really weird shit. Yeah. And I notice a lot of... whenever I'm watching myself on a video or listening to myself, just like anyone else, you notice more shit than someone else would. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I just be like... Yep.
Even when you're listening to the audio of like the podcast, you're like, oh, man, I'm a fucking weird idiot.
I do that at least once an episode when I listen to these over. I'm like, why did I say that?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
But, you know, you're going to rip your own asshole apart. You're your own toughest critic. Big crickets.
Okay.
Big crickets, guys.
Big crickets.
Yeah.
That's what we fucking hear after you just said that.
Yeah.
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Everyone rub your legs together.
So we're going to end the podcast just like we usually do with an open topic where we discuss our opinions and ideas on a certain thing. And this time it was patience.
Yeah, it relates to being stuck in the elevator.
Yeah.
Do
you consider yourself patient? A patient person?
It really depends. If I'm in a situation where I know there's a quicker way to go about something and people just aren't doing it, I fucking really get angry. I can't stand it. If something, like, if I'm just, like, you know, waiting for someone or something, I can just relax and wait.
Yeah.
But if I'm, like, in a lineup and people are being, like, retards, it's like, no, just order what you want and get out of the way. You know, like, don't make a big deal about this. There's 15 people behind you. I get a little angry. And I don't, and it's also, I gauge it on how much I really want whatever it is. Like, I use standing in line as a like, as part of my way to do stuff. And but so if I'm like standing in line and like if I want a coffee, I'm like, all right, I'll wait in this line for a coffee. But if I come up and I'm like, oh, I could go for some Skittles, and I see a big line, I'm just like, fuck it, I don't need them that bad. Stand in line with all these fucking dimwits.
Incredibly impatient, which is why sometimes I just don't do shit because it's just easier not to, and I'm satisfied. And like waiting in lines, it's just I don't think it's in people to wait.
Yeah.
You know, you look back in the caveman days, you didn't wait. You fucking went out and you clubbed that saber-toothed tiger, you dragged it back to your lair, and you cooked it up and eated it.
After the Yellow Ranger summoned it.
Yeah, and it just tasted like metal.
Yep.
Because that's all it was.
But no, I agree, though. I don't like waiting in lines at all.
Actually, there was a big sociological study where they asked a bunch of people, would you rather have like $10 today or like $30 tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Most people take the $10 right away.
Well, there's also the video of the kids with the marshmallow. Yeah. They put a marshmallow on a plate for the kids, and they said, if you wait till I come back, you get two. And it just showed the kids looking at the marshmallow and fucking freaking out.
We got to post that for people.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I like the one kid that takes a marshmallow and he like, pretends to eat it and then puts it back, which I would probably do. It'd be a good strategy. It's like, I'm imagining how good you taste, but I'm not going to eat you.
And then whenever they one of them finally got both of them, he just shoved both of them in his mouth like instantly and just got down on
And
them.
One little girl, they put the one in front of her and they're like, if you eat this one now, you don't get a second one. She's like, I don't give a fuck. She just crushed her mouth and ate it.
She was smarter than them.
Yeah.
She was testing them. She's like, I don't care. I don't even like marshmallows, you fucking jerks.
Yeah. Will they give me a second one anyway if I still eat the first one? Who knows?
Yeah.
That's a test.
But, well, we're not to like throw things off, but we don't have a question for next week.
No, we don't. We'll have to think of something.
Well, we're still... Just keep that in mind as we're still going along.
Okay.
I wanted to say, as far as patients go, that some people that I know are just so bad at just being places on time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, I really don't have a problem with the people that, like, in this room right now, because we're all pretty, we're pretty timely.
Yeah.
You know, like, if something doesn't happen on time, there's usually a pretty good reason for it.
Yep.
And when you have friends that just constantly waste your time, it's just so much easier to say, all right, fuck you.
It's draining. And that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I find a lot
of people. They dilly-dally. They fucking waste time, and I can't stand it.
Yeah.
What's worse than that is the people who don't show up but also don't tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's murder rage-inducing.
Yeah.
Murder rage.
Murder
rage. It would inspire murder rage.
I think I'm a pretty patient person in most cases.
Look at what you fucking deal with. You deal with us, mainly like me and Derek, especially after the podcast when I'm talking about Kevin Clapp.
Yeah. Who's Kevin Clapp?
Kevin Clapp. We always watch Cops after our podcast, and we order pizza and we just chill and kind of cool out. And there's this big officer named Kevin Clapp, and it was just late at night, so I just started laughing. Everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm laying on the couch, kicking my feet, my fists are hitting the couch. I'm laughing. My stomach is hurting because I'm picturing a wrestler named Kevin Clapp. And when he comes out, the sign flashes applause and then two like hands start clapping together.
Of course.
And then everybody in the audience starts going.
Yeah. I
like that.
I kind of wish that I had the video camera on at that point because Luke lost his shit.
But wait. And so you see the applause and you see that hand clapping and then he comes out and he's clapping over his head and they're all doing it in unison at the same time, and his big leotard, or whatever it's called, on the front, has a
unitard,
has pictures of two hands together clapping, and there's like the bangy spike circle around them, because that's what happens when you clap, and his, what was his finishing move again?
I don't know, I was going to ask
you that. The round of applause. His finishing move is the round of applause.
Because he just spun them.
He picks them up like a powerbomb, and he spins around, and everyone claps when he starts doing that, and then he throws them down, and he pins them, and he claps his hands as he leaves. It's Kevin Clapp.
Does he clap when he loses? Or is he just not that happy?
No. When he
He's just Kevin, man.
So you want him to win so you can clap.
Oh, okay. That's reasonable.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, here comes Kevin Clapp.
That's Jim Ross.
Put your hands together for Kevin Clapp. Applause.
So that's the good wrestler Lord. That WWE is going to steal from Luke and make $1 billion off
him. I shouldn't have fucking said that.
No.
I'm going to steal it and make
it. Be rich if you sue them to death.
Yep.
Those motherfuckers steal my Kevin Clapp idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
But let's make a question. People are saying, which background noise host would you fuck and why? But really, people don't, I mean...
Not only that, but Luke would win by a landslide. That's no fun.
Plus, you don't know which one of us has AIDS.
Yeah.
Joke's on you. It might be me. Kevin Clapp. Anyone out there listening have a good question? If anyone can throw a good question out that you would like us to ask for the Ride the Pole segment next week, you could chuck that in the chat right now and we'd be like, hey...
Let's just think of one and we'll put it on Facebook. It doesn't have to be in this background noise. We'll have answers for next week regardless.
That's true.
Because then we won't just waste time fucking sitting here like idiots.
Yeah, it took us like 4 days last time.
To come up with a question.
That's true. I just threw that out there.
What color do you like?
I just threw it out there in case somebody might have been able to whip one out. But
I can whip one out.
I'm ready to whip mine out too, so maybe we should get out of here.
Okay.
Does anyone have any plugs or outros? Anything in the works that they want to discuss?
I was pretty happy with the fact... this is not a plug or an outro, but I used to go camping at this place halfway between Halifax and Truro called Laurie Park, and they were going to fucking destroy it, and a bunch of people banded together, and they got it saved, which is awesome because I went there all the time camping, and I just wanted to say that that's fucking awesome. That's my random thought.
He just said it.
I just said it. So.
They can appreciate that. So I can't be mad at you. I'm doing my writings as usual. I'm working on a monster one I've been working on for like 3 weeks because I'm just trying to get all the context right and make sure I make all my points. But basically, it's just going to be about men and women, things we don't like about each other. Like, I talk to a lot of girls about, you know, their problems with guys. I talk to a lot of guys about their problems with girls and, you know, just in regards to the phony shit that both genders go through dealing with each other. So it's going to be a monster once that comes out. So hopefully that'll inspire some conversation and get some insights flowing.
As usual.
Cool. But I don't really have anything else in the works, you jerks. So until next time, you can put this in your ears and smoke it.
Keep fit and have fun and put it in your ears and smoke it.
That's right. We love you. Thank you for your support. Love you.